Starting one of, I think, one of the most geshmaka prakim in Tanya. Again, it's a hemshech to really perichavav, which I think is also one of the most geshmaka prakim in Tanya. Again, more avoydedik prakim, very geshmaka prakim, and is continuing with the avoided that it really began at the beginning of perichavav. And it began in perichavav by explaining to us that if a person has atzvas is going to be the thing that's going to get in the way of him being able to beat his yitzhara, even if he has all the yitzhas of Tanya. If he has atzvas is going to get in the way and take his whole toolbox and throw it out, because he's not going to be, he's going to have atzvas, he's going to feel, generally, he's going to, naturally going to feel shvach. And then really, even if he is misgaber, ba'atzim, he is more of a giber, negative yitzhara, he is stronger negative yitzhara, nevertheless, he's going to lose the battle because of the fact that he has atzvas, and therefore he went through perichavav, explaining to us that the two types of atzvas, this atzvas over mili de alma and over mili de shemaya, is atzvas over the fact that I'm missing Vanei Chaim Mezoine, and explained over there that the way to be able to overcome it is by having the Moach Shelet Alev, being able to be Mizboinen and be able to be Mechavan and be able to understand that Be'emes is coming from the Alma Deskasya, Be'emes is only Toiv, even if it's not a Toiv and Nirva Nigla. Nevertheless, it's Be'emes Toiv, that's really where it's coming from. Then the second half of the parak, he went ahead and said, if a person has Atzvas from Mili Deshmaya, a person has to know that's also not the proper thing. If he has it during Avoida, since can he get in the way of him being able to go ahead, and if there's Hashem B'Simcha, he has to push it out. And if he has it during the day, he has to recognize that that's just Asas Yetzirah, that's not really him, and he's not really holding in such a high madriga that in the middle of work, he's suddenly having, you know, having charata over the averus that he's done, and therefore he also has to push it out. So what does he do if he's always pushing out all of the atzvas that he has over the averus that he's done? The Yetzirah is you have to go ahead and make yourself a shah, you have to make yourself a time that a person goes ahead, that a person can go ahead and say, now I'm ready to go ahead and be mizbeinin in the things that I've done, in the things that I have to go ahead and fix up. And therefore, if a person comes in as he's the one beginning the discussion, as opposed to allowing himself to get schlepped into the discussion by the Yetzara, that's the way that a person can make sure that he has charata, and it's like a real charata, and he'll have a riris, and he'll be able to have the charata that he should be having. Nevertheless, it's charata which is only going to lead to the simcha mitas that comes after the atzvas, the simcha that comes directly as a direct result of the atzvas, and therefore that's the avoida when it comes to atzvas mili de alma and mili de shemayin. Perech of Zion, huh?
Yeah, the Tanya's perech aleph question. Even when you're doing it in time of tefillah or krishma,
no, what?
It says if you're going to barrack yourself to.
You have to find the proper. Over there is kasha. Kasha was that I'm going to look at myself as a rasha. That's going to destroy me completely. Even when I'm going at the shasa kosher, since I'm doing it yishev adas, maybe we'll do it in a proper way. I'm able to go out and say, okay, I know who I am because I know what the rest of my day looked like. Right, my whole day was a good day. I had a good day. Parashah was good. Now I can sit. Now I can go ahead and take out a pen and paper. Take out my phone and write it down. Now I can go ahead and sit and make a proper cheshbon and nefesh in a way that I'm beginning the discussion. Because I'm beginning the discussion, it's not going to be in a way that's going to overwhelm me. A person only gets overwhelmed when things hit him that he's not ready for. If a person's ready and says, okay, now I'm ready to do this, right? You know, a person gets overwhelmed by finances. A person gets overwhelmed by, you know, perms coming up and I have to think about it. A woman gets overwhelmed by Pesach. So the Eitz always is you're getting overwhelmed because there's so many different, you just think a thousand different things. I have to clean the house. I have to go ahead and turn over. I have to make sure I buy matzahs. Figure out who's inviting to the Seder. I have to figure out all the dollar cases. Stop. Don't allow it the whole day to have your mind, you know, chasing you and have you, you know, being you know, bombarded by all the machshavas you have throughout the day. Say the whole day, I'm nothing but Pesach Pechual. It's going to come at night, 9 o'clock at night. I'm going to stop and I'm going to take out a pen and a paper and make a list. What do I need to do for Pesach? What am I going to do next week? What am I going to do in 2 weeks? What am I going to do in 3 weeks? And the rest of the day, I'm not going to think about Pesach. Only during that time that I go ahead and I'm explaining what I need to do by Pesach. And then tomorrow I know from the hours of 9 to 12, I'm going to take care of Pesach. This is the only hours I'm thinking about Pesach. Anytime Pesach comes into my head throughout the day, push it out completely. Because again, I'm writing the rules of how I want to think about Pesach. People get overwhelmed. That's again, for the Yetzer as well. It's a mashal, but for the Yetzer as well, you get overwhelmed when you're not the one in control. When the Yetzer is just bombarding you throughout the day with charata, with atzlus, with just those feelings. So yeah, then the whole day I feel like I'm mamash terrible. And I feel like I'm either mamash or rasha, or I just stop caring about the whole thing because I can't handle it. I can't handle being overwhelmed. So I say, I don't care about Pesach. I don't care about my virus. I just, you know, who cares? It doesn't make a difference anymore. I'm not into it, right? Which is what people do often when they get overwhelmed is they become totally cold to the whole Indian and they just say, that doesn't matter to me anymore. Of course it matters to you. You just can't, you're getting so overwhelmed that you just decide that you'd prefer to shut down your emotions rather than go ahead and face them head on. But if a person is capable of saying, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get overwhelmed by it. I'm not going to allow it to overtake me completely. I'm going to be able to go ahead and do it in a proper way.
Limited time.
Do it. I'm in control with limited time. So this time, this is when I'm going to do it. The whole process looks very, very different. A person in control, a person can decide how they want to think about it, what they want to think about it, what's the goal of them thinking about it. The goal is ultimately to get to the simcha mitas that comes after the atzvas. Then the whole way of the discussion changes, and a person is able to do it in a proper way. And again, this is what the Yetzer does. The Yetzer just tries, like he said. The Atzis Yetzirah is to try to throw throughout the day, just overwhelm you. Mamash, overwhelm you with charata over your averus. Shamar malei charata, as Chazal say. But just to be malei charata, just to be full of charata, not to be able to just say, stop, push it out of your head, think like a mensch, live like a mensch, function like a mensch, be an Ovid Hashem like a mensch. And then at the proper time, when it's necessary, at the time that I set for myself, a shasa kosher, again, yishev adas, to be mizbeinen and gadlus Hashem. It's also beginning. The way I'm beginning is not by thinking about how terrible I am. Being mizbeinen and gadlus Hashem, shachat aloi, thinking about the fact of what, he talks about in Geirus HaTshuva, that barichas, what it looks like when a person does an aveiro. We spoke about this even in our prakim, chav gimel, chav dal, chav hey, what that looks like. But a person is able to go ahead and think about what that in a proper way. It's a very, very different way of doing tshuva, and everything happens in a way that it's done in a way which is proper, and done that a person's going ahead and doing this in the right way. It's like this in Yom Kippur as well. A person, you have to know when in Yom Kippur you're supposed to be thinking about averus, and when you're not supposed to be thinking about averus that you did. It's not the whole Yom Kippur. Not the Yom Kippur. It's not what you're supposed to be doing. But Musaf on Yom Kippur, you're supposed to be thinking about the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Don't think about all the terrible things that you've done. It's not the avodah. The avodah is to think about the avodah. You have to know how during Pesukah de Zimra, the avodah on Yom Kippur is not thinking about the avodah that you've done. If I care, being Mishabech to Rabban Shalom. Then you come to Hashamnu, okay, Hashamnu, now I'm thinking about the things that I've done wrong that I want to go ahead and have charat on. When I walk out of Hashamnu, I walk out a different person. That happens every time. And I go through tefillah, I have to know what needs to be put where. People get overwhelmed. And again, it's the mitzvah of living in our world, which is a very overwhelming world. People get overwhelmed because there's a lot of things at once. I have so many things. Take out a pen and paper. Figure it out. What you need to do. Do it in a proper way. Do it in a way of yishev adas with his blindness. Then the whole thing changes. That's, I guess, what we had so far in Perek Chavav. In Perek Chavzayin, he's going to go ahead and talk about another atzvas that comes. And it's an atzvas that comes not from the averus that I've done. An atzvas that comes because I have kirhurim falling into my head constantly. And again, this is because I'll say, one of the things that a person is not nitzel from kol yoyim is having a hurim pop into his head. And we mentioned already previously, in the previous program, I think in Parikid Beis, that hurim that fall into a person's head against, you know, without him going ahead and bringing them into his mind, he's not achrei for bechlal. The first machshava that pops into a person's head, a person's not achrei for. A person has machshava rop pop into his head, you're not achrei for. The only thing that a person is achrei for is going ahead and being moishich that further. If I go ahead and have that second thought, if I go ahead and I don't just allow it to be a fleeting thought, but I allow it to sit and it can be mizbeinu now, allow it to go ahead and I allow it to take control of me, and I allow it to sit and to dwell in it, that's the part which is called averus. Over here in Perek Chavzayin, it's not talking about when a person went ahead and a person already took that machshava, that her, and allowed it to play itself out. Because once you've done that, then you already know what the eitz is for that type of atzvas. That's Perek Chavav's atzvas. That's the atzvas over the averus that you've done. Here we're talking about just a person feels bad at the fact that I'm trying to daven in middle of Shemana Esrei, and every bracha in middle of Shemana Esrei, another thought pops into my head, and I'm like those, you know, those arcade games, I'm just bopping it down constantly. I feel like I'm just doing that the whole Shemana Esrei. It's depressing. I walk out of Shacharis, I just daven the night Shacharis, I came on time, I left at the end of Shacharis, I wore my tefillin the whole time, I wasn't on my phone, I wasn't talking to anyone. The whole time I'm almost like batting flies out, like my head the whole day. Almost the whole time I'm davening Shemana Esrei, so it's depressing. Person feels depressed. Person trying to be Ovid Rabbanu Shalom, saying davening, saying Torah, saying in any aspect of Avodah, and a person gets pushed overwhelmed by the Machshavas Rois that keep popping in. Again, he's knocking them out. He's doing a great job. He's not falling to the place of affairs, but it's still depressing. Like, this is what I have to do. The whole day I'm sitting here with a fly swatter, sweating out all the Machshavas Rois that come into me in the whole Shemana Esrei. I want to just be able to daven that from the beginning of Shemana Esrei to the end of Shemana Esrei, I could just think about Inu Mavad. Think about the Rabbanu Shalom, not get caught up in every vacation that I ever took and ever want to take. I just want to be able to think about proper things, right? You say it, you know, b'derech tzachas, and it's not a, again, I'll say it's connected to this, we probably said this before, but they say, you know, say davening every day. Eilav rechav, eilav susim, v'nachem Hashem, Hashem lekeinu naskir. They say that when the goyim want to travel, eilav rechav, eilav susim. The goyim want to travel, they have to get in rechav and susim. They have to get in chariots. They have to get in susim. V'nachnu b'shem Hashem. As soon as we say Shem Hashem naskir, we can travel already to the other end of the world. It's machshavas rois. It happened again. Chazal's already said this at the time of Chazal, before people had internet and before people had smartphones. They're saying that people were totally, you know, overwhelmed by machshavas rois throughout the day. But befrat is manenu. A person finds that he can't make it through. Pashit one bracha Shemana Esrei tries to make it through. Pashit, the first bracha, just make it through Shema Yisrael Shema Kana Shema Chad Pesech HaSidecha. Right? It goes so white that the Mishpur Paskins, you don't repeat it again because you're never going to end. It's Emlo Dover Seif. You can repeat it again because you didn't have Machshavas and you're just going to go again and again. Pashit, a person feels like, okay, so what am I doing? I'm just the whole day, I'm fighting, and it becomes depressing. A person walks out of a davening like this, Befrat, that's what I'll talk about a little bit. Davening Befrat, a person becomes depressed over the fact that I just have Harurim Ram. And even when a person's not davening, I'll talk about that as well. Let's say I'm in the middle of working. So I'm in the middle of working and I just want to work. I want to focus on my work and I have Machshavas Rois popping into my head, things I shouldn't be thinking about. Things things that are not the appropriate things to be thinking about. And again, just have to sit there and push them out, because, you know, when I was 15, I saw a movie that had something inappropriate about it, and it sits with me, and it just stuck in my head again and again and again. What do I have to deal with that for? So it becomes depressing. It becomes something that a person finds overwhelming, and a person feels depressed over the fact that he's stuck in this place constantly. And that's the atzvus that he's going to talk about. The atzvus, not over averus, the atzvus over hurim ram and taivis rois that fall into a person's machshava. Let's read the following. Let's read in Perek Chavzayin. It says like this, page 66, Perek Chavzayin. V'ma'atzvus einu medaygas avaynus. Let's say I have atzvus, and it's not medaygas avaynus. Elamir hurim ram v'taivis rov shenaflu machshavtei. It fell into my machshava. And again, therefore it's not an aver, it's not an inherent aver when it fell into my machshava, but it's only machshava, it's only an aver when I go ahead and I let itself play out. Hine. So let's, again, break it down. Ibn felas loy shalli b'shas avayda elaba eis iskoy b'iskov. If it was when I was in the middle of working, I was in the middle of taking care of my kids, machshava ra fell into my head. Ukahai gavna adaraba. Zakta bal tanya, you're gonna go ahead and you can be about atzvos adaraba. Yesh loy lismaych bechelkai. Sha ashana fellas loy loy be machshavtoi. Messiah died to me on the kayamashan ember, but he says suru achre lavavchem achrenechem. Sha atam zed machrem. Zakta bal tanya, you had a machshava ra fall into your head. You knocked it out. Right, you won. You won the arcade game. You knocked it out every time it fell into your head. But you feel depressed about this. Zakta Baltana, what are you feeling depressed about? You were just makayim a mitzvah of loisasur achal vavchem v'acharenechem. Achal vavchem means don't allow your mind to wander to the point that you're chasing your mind constantly. Don't allow your mind to wander to the point that everything that comes into your head, you have to go ahead and let itself play itself, let it play itself out. You went ahead and pushed it out of your head. So adarama, yeshla desmayach, you should be happy about that. You just makayim a mitzvah of loisasur achal vavchem v'acharenechem. And you're depressed over that? You're depressed over the fact that you have to constantly do this. You're able to be makayim loisus rachel avavchem. The ena davar zok debal tani. The ena kosem adavar b'tzadikim. The krom zaynim. Don't think that loisus rachel avavchem v'achrei nechem is talking about tzadikim. It's talking about a very high level of what it means achrei avavchem v'achrei nechem. Zok debal tani. It's talking about simple and a simple pshat. It means what we all struggle with: the machshavas rois and the hurim roim that a person thinks of, and the taivis rois that a person thinks of throughout the day. Shenayflam by hurei niyif v'machshavti. Ela b'beinim. It's talking about b'beinim. Right, there's various ways a person can have machshavas rois. We've mentioned this before, where the person's thinking about things which are inherently heter. For example, him and his wife at the point that it's not mutter. Person's thinking about things which are taka aser. Person's thinking about an eshesish. Other things like that. Any concept of whatever the machshava ra is, whether it's beheter or beiser, but a person's going ahead and thinking about them. That's what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk says, means that those things that a person's caught up in the place of his nos. Clearly not talking to a tzaddik. Tzaddik doesn't deal with machshavas rois falling into his head, because the tzaddik lives in the place of perfection. At least, you know, to the greatest level of a libichal bakirbu, the tzaddik rally, tzaddik v'toivloi, but he's not living in the place where he's struggling with this. There's no machshavas rois falling into his head. So when the pasuk says, who's it talking about? Talking about me and you and Tashim Behe. So about people that struggle with your hurim ram and taivis rois falling into the head. And zak the pasuk, if you go ahead and you makayim the pasuk, what are you depressed about? You should be samech bechelkoi. To be able to go ahead, be able to push out machshavas rois to fill into it. Because shemsiach daite makayim lav ze. Person then went ahead and was makayim this lav. For amru chazal yashav loy over avera noisin loyschar kilo asa mitzvah. If you said and you didn't do an avera, but not just didn't do an avera, but you didn't do an avera when you had the opportunity to do an avera, noisin loyschar kilo asa mitzvah. It's a schar as if you went ahead and you did a mitzvah. So you just went ahead and you're getting all depressed over the fact you had a machshava ra fall into your head. Dr. Baltani, you're just makayim mitzvah sasei. Kilo asa mitzvah sasei. As if you did a mitzvah sasei. The greatest reason in the world to go ahead and be mesameach. Person went ahead and a person had a taiva to look at something and went ahead and did it look. So you're depressed over the fact that you were walking down the street and you had so many taivas to look all the other ways. Dr. Baltani, other rabbi, you just went ahead and you just makayim a mitzvah, and yashav loy over avera, which means not stam at every moment that a person could technically do an avera, but yashav loy over avera chazal taich means that I had the opportunity in front of me to do an avera. Like one of the examples brought in this farm is a person to think when a person gets a hirka about the that he's not being over on the lava of baltashches. About Tuck, if he's not being over on these lavim, because right now, at the point of getting a haircut, I can technically be over on the lav. Technically, I'm Yashav over Avera, so I can go ahead and be Machavid, but I'm being Machayim, this mitzvah loisase, not to go ahead and not to be Makav to pay, so off of a person's head. So a person right then is Yashav over Avera, so Noislam Schaik, you lost a mitzvah. So I should go ahead and be Misamech. I should be happy over the fact. So I'm depressed over the fact that I'm struggling with Machshav Azaris. We're not talking about the guy who fell into Machshav Azaris. Not talking about the guy who slept, who allowed the Machshav Azara, the Taka slept into the place that is thinking about that, because then you have to go back to Parak. Perek Chavav to figure out what to do if you have ba'atzvas over the various. But the guy stopped. He's just the whole day. He's pushing, swatting these things out of his head. The Baruch Hashem is giving opportunities again and again throughout the day to be misgabber. The Baruch Hashem trusts you. The Baruch Hashem obviously feels that you're capable of overcoming it. And the Meila Adarabba Yeshla L'smayach Bechelkei, be semech in the fact that you're struggling. The same way if you went ahead and you became mitzvah to say, you shook a little on Esrog, you feel happy about it. You went ahead and you made kiddush Friday night, you feel happy about it. You went ahead and davened, you feel happy about it. A person feels happy about it. So why are you less happy about the fact that you went ahead and you had a machshava zara that you pushed out of your head? You know why you're less happy about it? What's the difference between shaking lulav on Esrog and pushing the machshava zara out of my head? The difference is that I think that I'm the kind of person who should be shaking lulav on Esrog. So may I say, of course I'm happy over the fact that I shook lulav on Esrog, because I did what I'm supposed to do. But when I find myself struggling with machshavas zaras during davening, you know why I get depressed? Because I say, I hear, that is a mitzvah. And I agree that yashav le'over averis kilos mitzvah. It's not my mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah I want to be doing. That's a mitzvah for the low people, for the ashad zayin achrayim. So I get depressed over the fact that the Baruch Hashem gave me the opportunity to do this mitzvah, because I was like, this is not my mitzvah. This is not the mitzvah I want to be involved in. I want to be involved in the mitzvah of shaking lulav on Esrog. So the atzvas only comes, like the Baal Tanya, only comes from gassas ruach. Where is the atzvas rooted in? The atzvas ruach is rooted in the fact that you're a baal gaiva. The only reason why you're depressed is because you're such a baal gaiva that you think that you're going to be the guy who should be on the level that you can say the whole Shemana Esrei without having machshava zara. So really, you get depressed when you can't make it through one brach of Shemana Esrei, one line of Shemana Esrei without having machshava zara. It's like, well, honey, stop being depressed. This is your reality. This is who you are. You live in Tavshin Pehei. You're a Beinoni. This is your struggle. This is the reality of what you live with. So the only reason why you're depressed is because you say, yeah, but Lamaisa, I'm holding on such a high level. Lamaisa, I shouldn't be holding on fighting machshava zara. This is what I'm doing. Like, this is where I'm holding. Yeah, this is where you're holding. And if you don't, and if you have a false perception about where you're holding, and you think that you're holding in a higher madriga, then you are. So then you fall to atzvos, because you say, how's it shaykh? A person learns a black gemara, and he finds, I don't understand it 100% completely. So if you have dimyonis about the fact that you're the Veltz Tamil Chacham, so you get the atzvos, I don't understand the black gemara. I mean, I learned it in 20 minutes, I don't understand it. But if you have a realistic perception of who you are, so don't get the atzvos of the fact you don't understand the gemara in 20 minutes. It's going to take you more than 20 minutes to understand the black gemara, because that's where you're holding. The same thing with machshava zaris. The only reason why you have atzvos over the fact that you're struggling with machshava zaris is only because you have gassis ruach, only because you have gaiva, and you think of yourself as being a tzaddik, of a libi chol bakirbi, that the machshava zaris don't fall into your head. So you're like, why can I make it through Shemana Esrei without thinking machshava zaris? But if you're able to have a reality check and you know who you are, you won't be ba'atzvas. Vakar adarabba yesh lo yismaich bechelkoi. So zok the baltani va'adarabba atzvas, the only reason why you're ba'atzvas, which is the opposite of va'adarabba yesh lo yismaich bechelkoi, this adarabba is that the atzvas is megasas ruach. She'ena makam makaymai ezu chacham hamakaris makaymai. You don't recognize where you are. You don't recognize what your struggles are. And memela, you find yourself becoming depressed over what you're struggling with. Va'akin yor levavai. And memela, because I have gasas ruach, I have gaiva, yor levavai. She'ena b'madregas tzadik. She'll tzadikim bevadei enoifel merhurish dos. Imagine that anybody else in the world is struggling with the same things I'm struggling with. Everybody else is probably on the level of a tzaddik, and I want to be on the level of a tzaddik also. It's not true. Everybody else, the tzaddik, the person that you really are, the madrega you really are, it's not the person that's struggling with this. He's struggling with the hurish toskevo. Ki ilu haya makar makaymai, if a person be makar is makim, she rachak ma'oid me madregas a tzaddik. And again, now that we know what a tzaddik is, v'taka, rachak ma'oid v'madregas of a tzaddik, v'libi chal b'kirvi, rachak ma'oid, v'alavai haya beinani. Again, these words that we already had once about Tanya already, halavai haya beinani, halavai we should be a beinani, v'loi rasha kol yamav, afilu sha'achas, hare zoisi midas a beinanim. So this is what a beinani deals with. A beinani deals with struggle. A beinani deals with being totally pushed, you know, totally overwhelmed by the machshava zaris, and he has to fight it every moment, because that's what the beinani means. The beinani means the person that has an internal struggle but never falls to the struggle. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't have the struggle. Fakir, he has a struggle, and the struggle is raging inside of him. And every moment there's both of these chalakim inside of him, the chelik alakaimi mal, and the nefesh of Bahamas, which are both trying to be kaivish to ir katana. They're both fighting over the ir katana. It's happening at every moment. So this is what the avoid of a bein is. V'avidasim lichvash yaitzahara. V'hira, oilu me'alev l'amayach, l'asiach daita l'gamri. The avoid of a bein is that when it comes and pops into your head, you push it out l'gamri. L'tchesi b'shtei daim, to push it out with two hands, canal. Every time a person goes in and does that, he's being the skafi sitra achal asata. It's a rusa de lasata. It's a rusa de laila. The skafi sitra achal de laila. I'm a bi atzma kanesher. The kai mashakasim think be a kanesher. At that moment that you're doing that, you're pushing down the sitra achar down here, and really you're pushing down that dimyan of the sitra achra in the higher alamas, which that sitra achra is magbi atzma kanesher, the kai mashakasim think be a kanesher. Mimela is a rusa de lasata creates in the rusa de laila. The pushing down of the Yetzirah down here, the scuffing of the Yetzirah down here, the fact that I'm able to fight the Yetzirah down here creates an Esruis HaLa'ela, And Mela, Misham Ritcha, the Noam Hashem, and Mela, a person is then capable of going ahead and creating this tremendous Zerus to the Leila when a person goes ahead and a person does this. So Mela, Zak Baal Tanya, be realistic about who you are. Yeah, be realistic about the fact that if you live in Tafshin Pei Hei, and Halavai that would be Beinanim, and you live, and especially if you live in a world that we live in, which there's a lot of things going on, and especially if a person has a smartphone, if a person has a computer in the house, a person ever opened a magazine, a person just looked anywhere, a person looked outside of their own Dalat Amis in Tafshin Pei Hei, the reality is you're going to struggle with Makshav Azaris. You're going to struggle with Ruhun Imran. What's the Avodah? Your Avodah is to push them out. Your Avodah is to be Masech Das, Lagamri, with two hands, L'tcheis B'shtei Yadayim, to push them out Lagamri. But your Avodah is not to struggle. Person should be samech ma'id over the fact that I'm struggling and I'm overcoming the struggle and I'm winning the struggle. So instead of beating myself up, why am I struggling? I should pat myself on the back and say, I should be samech ma'id. I should make a simcha. I should make a siyam. I should make a pashut. I should dance over the fact that I was capable of being makayim the pasuk of leisa surah achar levavchem achar neichem. And if I don't do that, it's only because of gaiva. If I don't do it, it's only because of gaiva. It's that ability for a person to be able to be realistic about where they are and where they're holding. A person to be able to know that this is normal. It's normal to struggle. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be struggling as Beinanim. We're supposed to be constantly fighting the Nefesh Bahamas and constantly making sure that we don't get schlubbed down to the place of the Gimel Klipas Atmeis. That's the reality of being a Beinani. And Milo, when a person knows that this is the reality, the struggle is no longer depressing. The struggles don't come to the place where a person starts to feel, why am I constantly struggling? A person says, okay, this is my Avodah. The Avodah of a Beinani is, Halavai, we should be a Beinani. The Avodah of a Beinani is to struggle and to overcome the struggle. To struggle and to say, I'm going to push it out, B'deichet, B'shtei Yadayim, and not to get depressed. Adarab, Yesha L'smayach.
Why are you not
that tzaddik at that moment? Because you're not holding there. Right? Again, even
saying,
we'll talk about this.
The himself, huh? He would like to be that tzaddik in that moment.
Great, but clearly, if the machshavas are popping into his head, it's clearly not the tzaddik. Right? It's clearly Nas Madrega. So again, very nice. He would like to work on being a tzaddik, and it's very good. But don't be ba'atzvas over the fact of where you're holding now. Right? There's a difference between having she'ifas and being ba'atzvas. Right, a person could have she'ifas. I would like to finish shas, but if it's not realistic right now, and if right now it's not shaykh me to finish shas, I can't be ba'atzvah so the fact that I didn't finish shas. It's not a get for me. I'd have she'ifas to finish shas. Right now it's not a get for me, so what am I getting depressed over the fact that I don't know shas? I'm a fifth grader. I don't know shas. Of course you don't know shas. You just started learning Eilam Metzias. Your she'ifas, you want to finish all shas. But right now it's not shaykh for you. Right, so if I recognize that this is Ezo Chachma Makras Makayme, it could be Makar, where is my Makam? Where am I supposed to be holding? What am I supposed to be doing right now? I think of myself as I'm supposed to be Epis Agan Tzadik. I'm supposed to be the Velt Tzadik, the Velt Tamar Chacham. I'm a male, I'm supposed to be able to go ahead and be able to, you know, live life in the world of perfection, live life in the easy lane, live life, you know, where everything's working. That's not the reality. The reality is I'm a Beinani. Halavai, we should be a Beinani. So what am I getting depressed over? I'm getting depressed that I can't daven properly? Yeah, again, this is my reality. This is what it means to be a Beinani. Halavai, we should be a Beinani. So the depression only comes from Gassas Rech, Peldik Abal Tanya. If you get to the root, again, this is the whole site of Tanya, just figure out where's it coming from. Where's the Atzis coming from? The Atzis is only coming from because you think that I should be a Tzaddik. And you think that I should daven like the biggest Tzaddik in davening. You look at the Tzaddik in davening, like that should be my davening. And you look at them learning and they think that should be my learning. It could be, could have a Shifa for it. But if that's not where you're holding right now, this is not where your Metzias is right now, so what are you getting depressed over?
The gaiva for it, then you don't have
that.
That's what's pushing
you
forward, no?
Hmm?
The
gaiva
is what's
pushing. No, not gaiva. Sheifa. Gaiva and sheifa are different things. Gaiva means that I think I'm there already. Sheifa means I want to get there. So, like Gus is saying, of course, sheifa, of other person needs to. Sheifa is that I would like to be able to learn 20 minutes and be able to chop the whole blot in 20 minutes, 100%. But I can't be depressed that I can't do it right now if that's not where I'm holding. Right? I want sheifas. I know what I want in life. I want big things. I don't want to be a Beinani. I would love to be a tzaddik. I'd love to get to the highest madrega. But if right now that's not where I'm holding, I can't get depressed over the fact that I'm not living in my she'ifa. She'ifa means that I'm here and I have a she'ifa to get there. Dimyan means, and gaiva means, that I think I'm there already. Right? And that's what harms a person. When a person thinks that I'm there, I've already arrived. I've already arrived at the state of perfection. So then every time like I struggle, I can't believe I'm still struggling. Right, people, you know, tell me sometimes, you know, they worked on Shemir Sinai and they worked in it and worked in it, and then they find themselves, they, you know, they went to a store or whatever, they went somewhere and they struggled with it. And mom is like depressed. What are you depressed over? It's the reality. The reality is you're Beinani. So Avada, you worked in it. And Avada, working in it was important, working in it was strong. But the reality is you're gonna struggle. The reality is a person's gonna struggle. As long as you went ahead and you overcame the struggle, you went ahead and you didn't have a stock loss, you went ahead and as soon as you saw something, you turned away right away. You would deicha b'shtei yadayim, so don't be misameach. Then come out of the store and dance it. Dance outside of the store. What are you dancing about? I'm dancing about the fact that I struggled and I overcame the struggle. You're dancing about the fact that you struggled? Shouldn't you dance if you don't struggle? Yeah, if I was a tzaddik, I would dance if I don't struggle. But I'm not a tzaddik, I'm a Beinani. And a Beinani dances over the fact that he struggles and overcomes the struggles because that's what he's supposed to be doing. That's his avoida. And it's the dimyan that causes a person to fall apart. The demon of a person thinking, I'm there already, and I've already arrived at the place of perfection. I'm a mela. I beat myself up over the fact that I'm not there already. Okay, you're not that person. Not that tzaddik. You're not this person. It's often a person looks at somebody else, again, whether it's in a shul, a community, or somebody, a person looks at somebody else and compares himself to that person and thinks that I'm going to be that person. And then he gets depressed. Why am I not that person? You're not that person because you're not that person. That's why. That's why you're not that person. You're not on his madriga. Whatever his madrigas are, whatever his kaychas are, his kaychas, you have your kaychas. So why are you depressed that you're not learning the same way that guy's learning? You don't understand things the same way that guy does. You don't daven the same way that guy does, the same as slavas. Again, you can have she'ifas. You know, can a say from his tabar chachma? But don't be depressed over it. Depression just means that you think you're that guy. That you think you're that guy, or maybe even better, that guy. So Mela, now I have atzvas, but the atzvas is only rooted in the place of gasas ruach. It's only rooted in the place of gaiva. If I can recognize who I am, and I can recognize what should I be doing? Ezra chachma makras makayim. What is my madrega? My madrega is halavaya shabib beinani. So besides that, I'm good. I'm good to go. I'm good to struggle. I'm good to go ahead and to be able to work on connecting to Rabbanu Shalom in the way that I'm supposed to be doing it. It's like the Baltani Vaiter. This is where we find the Zer and Parshas Truma. Begoydel, obviously Parshas Truma, our Parsha. I just got the Dishmai that we ended up over here. Zer Kaddish Parshas Truma. Begoydel Nachas Ruach Lafonav. Kadiskafi Sitra Achel Asata. The Stalak Yikud, the Kutcha Bricha La'ilo. Akuli Yosem Meshivcha Achrei. The Stalkus Do Yosem Akula. When a person goes there and is a scuffy the Sitra Achra. Person goes there and pushes down a Sitra Achra and he pushes it down. The Stalak Yikud, the Kutcha Bricha. The Yoker that the Rabbanu Shalom has at that moment that a person goes ahead and overcomes the challenge and looks away when he shouldn't be looking and goes ahead and thinks proper thoughts when he should be thinking, at that moment the person brings the Rabbanu Shalom the greatest nachas ruach in the world. Person brings greater than all the other shvachim acherim and all the other stalkas, the yas mekula. This level that it's able to get to is the highest level. Ulachain al yipalev adam alav v'lo yor levav ma'oid gamem yekain kol yama v'machamazu. And don't be depressed if your whole day you're going to spend working on this. Not just your whole day, your whole life you're going to spend working on this. Ki ulai lekach nivra. Right? One of the most powerful words in all of Tanya. Ki ula lekach nivra. Again, the whole sefer is called Sefer Zubayninim. Zakta bal Tanya. Sefer Zubayninim means, a Benini means a guy who struggles and overcomes. So you're depressed that you're a Benini? This is what you're reading Sefer Zubayninim. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be struggling. Ulai lekach nivra. Maybe that's why Hashem created you. He created you to be a Benini. He created you to work on overcoming the challenge. He created you to work on making sure that you don't have machshavas rois and you don't have problems with your inayim. That's what he created to do. So you're depressed over the fact that Hashem created you not to be a tzaddik. You're not going to be a tzaddik. You're not meant to even get to a tzaddik. This is what you're meant to do. You're meant to be ulai lekach nivra. This is what you're created for. V'zeis avaydasei. This is your avaydah. Lakafya l'sitra achra tamin. To just work and being a skafya tamin. This is your avaydah. So don't get depressed about your avaydah. This is your job. Your job is to be a foot soldier. To go ahead, to be in the army of Hashem, and to be constantly fighting with the world of Iskafia. And Mamela, just recognize that. That's your Avoida. Recognize you're not on the Madrega of a Tzaddik. You're reading Sefer Shalbeinim. This is your Avoida. And Mamela, it takes away all depression.
You have the opportunity to bring this Nachas Ruach that a Tzaddik can.
Right, that's what we'll talk about in a moment. That the Nachas Ruach the Nachas Ruach that a Beinani brings is higher than even the Madrega of a Tzaddik. And that's why the Kach Nivra, and this Goy the Nachas Ruach that comes, we'll see, is in a greater Madrega than Nachas Ruach a Tzaddik is able to bring. And well, the Kach Nivra, this is your creative force. It's such a good Eitza. Again, you know, talk about like these Vayimayin videos and Shmei Sanayim. Person wants to work in it. One of the best ways to work in it is to know that this is what I was created to do. If I, you know, Mordechai Tzaddik tells Esther Amalka, right, the whole reason why you were here is mamash for this moment, right? If a person is able to live their life that way, then he walks into a supermarket and he knows, like, this is why I'm here. The Rebbe Hashem created me not to be the tzaddik sitting in the Bishmedrash constantly. The Rebbe Hashem created me to be in the supermarket and to struggle and to overcome the struggles so that I don't get depressed if I care. I walk in with the most confidence. I walk in knowing that this is an avoid, that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. It's not a b'di'evid. Not that I'm a b'di'evid and the whole world's a b'di'evid and the whole supermarket's a b'di'evid and going shopping is a b'di'evid and being, you know, stuck in the place of hurim ram during davening is a b'di'evid. This is my tachlis. This is what the Rebbe Hashem created me for. So instead of being depressed about the fact that I have to go into be, you know, with Achashverosh and be able to go ahead and be able to overcome that taiva, I say this is what I was created for. Ula lekach nivra. This is what I was created for. And in the middle, it's the easiest way for a person to go ahead and to be on the offense as opposed to the defense is when I know that this is my avoda. Otherwise, I'm living on the defense constantly. So things are thrown at me, And I really think that I'm the kind of person that Be'etzim should walk into the supermarket, shouldn't even have, you know, should be perfect. When things get thrown at me, I'm like a cat, I know where this is coming from. It's not my madrigas, so I get depressed about it. And then I'm on defense constantly, and I'm not able to do it properly. If I walk into the supermarket, if I walk into davening, and I'm on offense, I know that, yeah, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to start Shemana Esrei, and I know, Bibriris, I know, because I'm a Beinoni, that I'm going to have Machshava Zeris come into my head. So now, okay, I'm just Samech over them. I'm Samech, they bother me that it's happening. Fakarat, Adarabba, Yeshal Samech Boyd, I'm Samech. I'm Samech over the fact that they're able to go ahead and be able to work on this Avoida of pushing out these Machshava Zeris constantly. So, a person lives in the place of offense, plus a defense. A person lives in the world of knowing, Lekach Nivra, this is the purpose of creation. This is the purpose why Hashem created me in this world as a Skafi Sitra Achra, and Mela, a person is able to be in the place of total Simcha. Let's just read one more line. Ba'alza Amar Iyav Berasa Rishayim, right? The one of the kashas that it began with in Perek Aleph and Tanya was that Iyav went to Rabban Hashem and Iyav said Berasa Tzadikim and Berasa Rishayim. Fract of Al Tanya, it's not true. The Rabban Hashem created people with Bechira. Rabban Hashem didn't create people that are Tzadikim and Rishayim. How could Iyav go along and say Berasa Tzadikim and Berasa Rishayim? And the Rabban Hashem seemingly doesn't answer him back that you're wrong. Rabban Hashem doesn't answer anything back to Iyav. That was his kasha that he asked in Perek Aleph. Now in Perek Yud Beis, Perek Yedalit, he answered the part about Barasa Tzadikim, and he answered over there that the Madrega of a Tzadik is Be'etzim Matana from Shemayim, that even if a Tzadik is able to work, to be able to get to the Madrega of a Tzadik itself, that's Be'etzim Matana from Shemayim, and therefore the Madrega of Barasa Tzadikim, Iyav didn't mean that you don't have Bechira, Iyav just meant to be able to get that Matana from Shemayim, that's Siyata Deshmayim, to be able to get, for Libi Chol Bekirbi, to be able to get that Nachas, to be able to get that Tainig, the higher level of Tainig, that's a Matana from the Rabban Hashem, that's what Iyav meant Barasa Tzadikim, and he never answered the second part of the Kash about Barasa Rishayim. Zakta Baltani, all the way in Chav Zayin, again, he's answering Kash that began in Perek Aleph, 26 Prakam ago, 2.5-3 years ago. Zakta Baltanya, what's the answer to the Kasha on Eve? How could Eve say Barasa Risham? Zakta Baltanya, it didn't mean Barasa Risham, he created people that are actual Risham. Belishi Risham, the Emes Chas Rishalom, Elishia Gia Alehem, Kamaisa Risham, Bimachshav, the Ruhum Lavad, the Hemia, Nachamim Tamid, they have to fight constantly, Sikh Daitim Hem, Kadela Kafia Sitra Achra, the Yuchla Lavat Lamikol Vakol, Kizen Asai De Tzadikim, to go out and be Mavatl, Mikol Vakol, not to fight with Tipachal, that's the Avaid of a Tzadik. Barasa Risham means the Rishim created people with their Avaid is going to be the Skafia. Their Avaid is not going to be a Shapcha. Their Avaid is not going to be B'libichal B'kirbi. Their Avaid is going to be to go ahead and be able to fight and to be able to push it down and to be able to push this Madrega constantly, to be able to get it to the place of working on being able to push out the Machshavas Reis and the Ruhurim Ram that come to a person constantly. Maybe we'll stop here and we'll 2 minutes, 5 minutes? Okay, let's go. Let's do this next part because it's connected to this. Huh? Let's go to the next part because it's a middle of the thing. I don't want to stop here. We'll stop by maybe in a few lines. V'shnei minyan nachas ruach lafanav yizbarach lamala. There's 2 minyan nachas ruach that the Rabban Hashem has. Echad mebitul hasitra ach lagamri. 1 nachas ruach that the Rabban Hashem has from the tzaddik. V'sapcha emriroi. The mesika, the guy who goes ahead and he's mesapech, something from being bitter to being sweet. Mechashucha l'nahayra ayidei tzaddikim. Right, the Chazal say that the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the only people that are able to enter into the heichel of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, are only people that are able to take mar and make a masak, choshech and make an ar, only people that are on the real level of a tzaddik. People that can go ahead and take something that's inherently mar and make it masach, choshech, and make it nar, which make it nehura, be able to take the nefesh of Bahamas, be able to be mehapech at the libi chol bekirbi. Only those people are able to enter into the heichal of Shem Echai. That's one level of nachas ruach. You bring the Rabban Hashem bitul asitra achal lagamri vashenis. This is another level of nachas ruach of being to Rabban Hashem. Kind of skafia sitra achra, but oida betakvog barasai, which means not at the point when I'm able to eradicate the sitra achra. The sitra achra is still raging inside of a person who's a beinoni. Like we mentioned, that's when a beinoni is. A beinoni is where he has a sitra achra inside of him, but nevertheless, he's able to be a skafia. He's able to hold down the sitra achra and say, I'm not going to allow you to go ahead and fight. Like we mentioned, there's two dayanim, and then achiyave akasav ashish vechemenayim, the Rabban Hashem is the third dayan that goes in as machria, that the Rabban Hashem is, even though it's zevezeh sheftan, lashon the chazal was, zevezeh the Shaitan, the Yitzhara, and the Yitzhatoiv, Nefesh Bahamas and Nefesh Akas are fighting over it. The Rabban Hashem comes along, the Rabban Hashem allows the din to be able to be paskin like the Nefesh Akas. But the Maisa, the Nefesh Bahamas, is still there. But all I did was Iskafia, I went ahead and held it down. Magbi Atzma Kinesher. Mishama read Hashem Bisrusid Lasata Ayyadeh Beninim, as we said. Vizesha Kosav. But asli matanim kasher hafti. Zaktav al Tanya. This is the seed of the pasuk that the Zohar Kadosh writes. The pasuk, but asli matanim kasher hafti. Yaakov Avinu walks into Yitzchak and Esav walks in to Yitzhak Avinu, and Yitzhak Avinu wants him to go ahead and wants to go ahead and give the brachas, and he tells him, "Va'asli matanim kasher hafti, go ahead and make me food like zakta zara kadosh." Even though it's a simple conversation taking place between Yitzhak and Esav, zakta zara kadosh, it's really a conversation taking place between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's really a conversation that the Rabbanu Shalom is having with Knesset Yisrael. What does that mean? Ahafti matamim lashon rabim. The Rabbanu Shalom loves matamim. He loves two types of food. Why? Lashon rabim. Shnei minin nachas ruach. V'maimer ha-shechina l'bana. Klaus Yisrael k'tabirish p'tikunim. As Tikkun Zerug writes, this is a maimer of the Shechina to the bana to Klaus Yisrael. What is it? What does that mean that the Rabbanu Shalom loves v'asali matamim kasher ahafti? The Rabbanu Shalom loves two types of matamim. U'kamoshim matam gashmim. The same as matam gashmim. Derech mashal. Yeshnei minim adanim. Echen v'maichel ha-rov mesukim. There are things that are naturally sweet, things that are naturally good. That's obviously a person enjoys. Take something which is naturally good and sweet, and you eat it, it's something which is enjoyable. Vasheni, but there's another type of food. Medvarim charifim, echamutzim. You take something which is sharp, take something which is as vinegar taste to it, something which is sharp and spicy. But rak shehema tubalamu misakanim heitiv. But a person goes ahead and utilizes them in a dish and puts them in a dish in a way that you don't just taste the sharpness. Right? You take an onion, a raw onion. It's very sharp. You eat it by itself, it's not good. But if you take that onion and not go ahead and just cook it. Obviously, if you cook it, you take away the sharpness. If you cook it and you saute it, it's not going to be sharp. But if you could put that onion in something else, so the sharpness is now be able to be utilized in a way that the sharpness, fakir, it adds to the whole dish. They have the sharpness of the raw onions. Again, even though Nachman is a serif from the Baal Shem Tov, you don't eat raw onions. That was the example that popped into my head. But a person goes ahead and eats the raw onions. If they wouldn't have that minig, they would go ahead and eat the raw onions. The raw onions adds to the dish. Why don't you cook the onions and make them not sharp? Because that's the point of it. What is it? You want the sharpness of the onion in the dish in order to be able to go ahead and make the dish taste better. So the sharpness is there in a way that the sharpness by itself is not good. But if you're able to be, you know, spice the sharpness properly, be able to put it into a dish, then fakir, then it helps. There's something which is actually madanim that are leheshev anefesh. What does it mean, madanim leheshev anefesh? If you want to go ahead and wake a person who has fainted up, the way you're going to wake a person up is not going to be, but it's not going to be by putting a piece of chocolate in front of him. How do you do it? You take something like ginger, take something which is very sharp, something which is very strong, you put it in front of them, strong smelling salts, and that goes ahead and wakes a person up. Now that thing is very sharp, but that thing also has the capability to be able to be meishiv nefesh, to be able to turn it back. There's two ways that the Rabbanu Shalom has nachas ruach. One way is from the tzaddik. The tzaddik brings the Rabbanu Shalom food that tastes naturally good. It's good, it's sweet, and naturally tastes good. The Beinoni goes out and he takes things that are naturally chamutzim, things that are naturally harifim. He takes things that are naturally sharp, things that are not naturally taste good. But he goes ahead, and because of the eskafia, he's able to go ahead and dress it up in a way that is able to now taste good. Not only as these madanim kasher hafti, zakta bal tanya, there's a maili yesera of these madanim that are on a higher level that they have the capability to be meishev nefesh. Why? The Svarm explained like this. If you want to go ahead, what happens when a person faints? What happens when a person faints is very simple. There's two halakim to the neshama. There's the neshama as it is prior to getting expressed through the Ramach Evarim. And there's the neshama once it gets expressed, right? Every neshama, the neshama is the neshama which is called pashut, right? The neshama doesn't be'etzem see, hear, talk. The neshama doesn't do all of those things. When you plug the neshama into the eyes, then the neshama then is capable of seeing. The kayach of the neshama then, you know, gives the eyes the vitality to then be able to go ahead and be able to see. The neshama in the mouth allows the mouth to be able to speak. And the ears allows the ears to be able to hear. Right? When a person is nifta achameva esim, the neshama is no longer there. So now the eyes are still there, but the eyes are no longer capable of seeing. Why? Because the neshama that was in the eyes is no longer there. And the middle, the spashus of the neshama from the chilka pasha to that part of the eyes is no longer there. And the other person is not able to see. When a person faints, what happens? The neshama as it is prior to it getting expressed throughout all the ramach evarim is still there. Which means the neshama is still there, a person hasn't died. But what happened? The neshama, as it's expressed through his body, is not working. The person's in a comatose state, right? The person's lying there. He can't see, can't hear, he can't talk, he can't do anything. But the neshama, as it is at its core, the neshama, as it is before it's expressed in the Ramach Evarim, is still over there and still sitting there as in a way of a makif. When a person goes ahead and puts something sharp at that person and smells it, what he's doing is he's calling the neshama from the place of before it's espashtos, and reawakening it to go ahead and to be able to be espashe in the person's body, to be able to reawaken all of his kaychas throughout the person's body, to then the person's able to see, to hear, to wake, he's able to stand up, he's able to use all the kaychas of his body that were there, but weren't able to be utilized before the neshama wakes it back up, and it was just lying there dormant, waiting for the neshama to wake back up. In the Rabbanu Shalom's R, the Rabbanu Shalom's R is the same way. There's the R which is called Mamali Kal Alman, there's the R which is called Seiv Kal Alman. Seiv Kal Alman means the R prior to it being expressed in this world. It's Sev Kalalman. It's a makif. It's bigger and larger than the light that's in this world. The Arav Memale Kalalman is the light of the world as it's expressed in the trees and the oceans and the people, as it's expressed within reality. That Tzaddik lives in the world, that Tzaddik lives in the world of Memale Kalalman. That Tzaddik lives in the world where what he's going ahead and living with is the world of Memale Kalalman, going ahead and the expression of the Rosh throughout the world, he's able to be Magala. The person who's a Beinoni, the person who's struggling with the Inyan of Iskafia, the way that he's able to go ahead and be able to give himself vitality, be able to give himself life, is not through the world of Mamali. The world of Mamali is he's struggling in. The world of Mamali, Fakar, he's busted, he's not Machaya, it needs to be Meshav and Nefesh. The world of the Beinoni is a world in which he's, you know, so to speak, in a fainted state. The only way for that person to be able to wake himself up is he has to draw from the place of Saviv Kalalman, draw from the place of a Makif, draw from a high place, something which is sharp, something which is very strong. From the strong place, he then can be Meshav the Nefesh back to its place. The Mela Zakta Bal Tanya, the Tzaddik lives in the world of a Malik Kalalman. The Beinani is capable of living in the world where he needs to go ahead and take the world of a Seviv Kalalman, needs to take from something which is higher, something which is above, in order to go ahead and be Benatzeh Chenegah the Yetzirah. So Memela, even in the Madrega of what these foods do, Avada, the food that's chocolate, Avada tastes better. But if you want to know what its power is, the power of the Skafia is on a way to much higher power. The ability to be able to go ahead and to live in a world where I'm struggling, and nevertheless I'm able to beat the Yetzirah, the only way I can do that is because I'm drawing from a very high source. In the world of Mamali, in the world where I'm living in, if I was struggling, the Tzaddik, you know, was struggling with that, so to speak, the Tzaddik wouldn't be able to overcome it. The Tzaddik lives in the world of Mamali. The Tzaddik doesn't have that extra kayach of the world of Seviv. Dafka the Beinani, the one who's struggling in that place, the one who's pushed it every moment, he's struggling with the Indian of Iskafia, Dafka he draws from that place of the higher place, and Dafka is capable of then going ahead and being in a tzech connected to the Yetzirah. So in the middle, there's two Madanim. Muslim atam kishar hafti. There's two types of madanim. There's madanim of the tzaddikim, the madanim of the beinanim. And the beinanim are bringing the rabbanim from something which is sharp, but it also has much more power. It also is much more powerful. You take something sharp and you put it in food, it has much more of a strong power. And you have to be careful how much you put in than regular things. It's something which is really sharp, something which is really used in a way that it can go ahead and be meshav and nefesh. Let's just finish this line. He says, "V'zer shekasev kol pol Hashem lemaneu v'gam rasha leyaimra." Everything the Rosh created is lamaneu v'gam rasha leyaimra. The simple taitch of the pasuk is that even a rasha is going to be revealed that he's also lamaneu when v'yaimra, when the rasha gets punished. Then it will be revealed that even though the Rasha wasn't living his life in a way of Lamaneu, he wasn't living his life in a way of being Kaddishem Shemayim, nevertheless, once he gets punished, that will be the Kaddishem Shemayim. The fact that he got punished will be the Kaddishem Shemayim. Zakta Bal Tanya, a different type. Pirish, Sheyasha Merishai. Not the Gam Rasha Liyayimra means that when a Rasha gets punished, it means when a Rasha, which means not the guy who's actually a Rasha, but a person who's struggling with those aspects of a Rasha inside of him, on the Yayimra, on the day that he's struggling, Pirish, Sheyasha Merishai, the Yasa Rasha Liyayim, and he's able to make Yayim out of Ra, Liyayim Ra, which means he's able to take that in which is raw and make it into yayim. For lamaila kataskafi sitra achav stalak yikra the kutcherich leela. Dafka, that person who's struggling, dafka, that person who's a rasha, can make yayim out of raw, can go ahead and take a day which is yayim ra re, like Shlomo Melech says, and a day which is ra re, be able to go ahead, be able to be mistakel in a way which is more panimi. And mela dafka, the person that has this inyan of the struggle, is able to go ahead and bring this tremendous matamim to the Rabbanisham Kishar Hafti. Again, a peldik perek. We'll finish the perek next week. Peldik a perek, just to understand that if a person is makar makayim, a person knows what he's sent to this world for, a person knows what his mission is, everything's so much easier to do. You don't get depressed. You're able to be in the offense. You're able to go ahead and do it in a proper way. You can be mesamech over the struggles that you have. You can go ahead and win the struggles constantly. This is the avoid of a beinani. The avoid of a beinani is to recognize halavai ya beinani, that I just want to be able to be makar as makayimai. And mela, once I'm doing that, and I don't fall to the place of atzvas over the fact that I can't daven Shemana Esrei properly. I say, this is my avoida. My avoida, I'm living in Tafshin Pehei, is to be able to struggle my way through Shemana Esrei and to just be able to constantly be deicha b'shtei yadayim again and again and again. Every 5 seconds I'm doing it again. That's my avoida. L'kach nivra, this is why I was created, to be a skafia, sitra achra, tamid, and mimela, this is my avoida. When I recognize this is my avoida, I'm able to do it in a way which is simcha. I'm going to be mamshach next week, and this is shaykh, and another madriga as well.